Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 26th of July. This week in the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we answer the question, why are small groups important? We turn back to our reading for this week, Isaiah chapter 55 and verses 10 to 13. Today we're reading from the Message translation. Just as rain and snow descend from the skies and don't go back until they've watered the earth, doing their work of making things grow and blossom, producing seed for farmers and food for the hungry, so will the words that come out of my mouth not come back empty-handed. They'll do the work I sent them to do. They'll complete the assignment I gave them. So you'll go out in joy. You'll be led into a whole and complete life. The mountains and hills will lead the parade, bursting with song. All the trees of the forest will join the procession, exuberant with applause. No more thistles, but giant sequoias. No more thorn bushes, but stately pines. Monuments to me, to God. Living and lasting evidence of God. Amen. One of the most important things you can do in your small group is to set a vision. A vision helps to ensure that you are moving forward. Church small groups are either moving forwards or moving backwards. They cannot stand still. It is great that church small groups get together and enjoy good food and great conversations. But they must be about much more than that. A vision can bring clarity to the purpose of meeting together every week. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 12 and 13, God sets out a clear vision for his people in exile. You will live in joy and peace, he says. The mountains and hills will burst into song, and the trees of the field will clap their hands. Where once there were thorns, cypress trees will grow. Where nettles grew, myrtles will sprout up. These events will bring great honor to the Lord's name. They will be an everlasting sign of his power and love. This vision moved God's people forward. They knew God's purpose for them. They knew what he had promised to accomplish for and through them. One day they would return home and experience joy and peace once more. Where church small groups have a vision, it can have a unifying and inspiring effect. Suddenly, meeting together is about more than eating and chatting. There are many different types of small groups in churches. Whether your vision for church small groups is that members would know each other more deeply, or would depend on the Lord in more prayer, or meet God more faithfully through his word, suddenly you will know why it's so important to be committed to and invested in your small group. If you're in a small group, then why not think carefully and prayerfully about why you meet? If you're not yet in a small group, then I encourage you to get together with some friends and ask God to help you to develop a vision for what he wants to accomplish through you. As you think through today's challenge, you might want to use this question to help you. Why might clarifying a small group's vision help them to experience more of God's grace? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we celebrate the small group prayer warrior.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.